Throughout Europe today, there was a chorus of bitter voices over the failure of diplomacy to prevent what now seems to be an inevitable war with Iraq. There was also widespread concern over damage to international institutions. But the first fallout was within Britain's Labour Party and the government of Prime Minister Tony Blair, America's closest ally. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from London.
Tony Blair's staunch support for President Bush's Iraq policy suffered a blow today when the Leader of Commons and former Foreign Secretary Robin Cook handed in his resignation. Cook issued a statement saying, "I cannot accept collective responsibility for the decision to commit Britain to military action in Iraq without international agreement or domestic support." Cook's decision was not unexpected. Tony Blair's pro-war stance has encountered increasing opposition not only of British public opinion, but also of large numbers of his own MPs. One of the most vocal is Graham Allen.
You cannot go to war without taking your parliament with you. You can't go to war without consulting your party, without the people being with you. I hope that Tony listens to his parliament, his party and his people, reunites with us. We want our Prime Minister back.
Britain's anti-war MPs are closely in tune with the majority of European public opinion. And France, which the US and its allies have blamed for the diplomatic deadlock, has become the standard bearer for European anti-war sentiment. French Foreign Minister Dominique Villepin said U.S. planes will be allowed to use French airspace, but he added that using force in Iraq would have serious consequences for the Middle East and the world. And French MP Jacques Maire dispensed with diplomatic niceties.
Of course, we have to reappraise our relation with this America, because this America doesn't stand on international law, it stands on unique force of America.
German Defense Minister Peter Strzok also expressed dismay that the diplomatic process has been shut down.
Man muss bis zum letzten Atemzug für den Frieden kämpfen.
He said, we have to fight until the last breath for peace. Germany is doing that with France and Russia. If there is no further solution in the Security Council, then the decision remains alone with the American president. Another casualty of the transatlantic divide over Iraq has been the close relationship President Bush had struck after 9/11 with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. In this crisis, Moscow has resisted American pressure and taken sides with those old Europeans, France and Germany. Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov said today that military operation against Iraq is without legal basis. And today, Putin ended weeks of silence on the crisis, forcefully condemning military action against Iraq. He said, we advocate resolving problems around Iraq exclusively through diplomacy, and our position will not change. I am convinced any other course would be a mistake and would greatly destabilize the world situation on the whole. In Brussels, European Union External Affairs Minister Chris Patten voiced concern over the transatlantic rift.
After all this is over, there is going to be a lot of repairing that has to be done, because there are an awful lot of issues which will be only soluble if the transatlantic relationship is put together again, and if in Europe, Britain and France, which have the biggest global reach of any member states, are able to work together again.
European dismay over President Bush's war strategy is reflected in what has become a globalized anti-war public opinion. In Britain today, anti-war protesters broke into London's International Petroleum Exchange, temporarily halting trading. And European activists plan widespread civil disobedience as soon as the first shots are fired. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, London.